You must be able to look at your purpose statement and evaluate whether your church is doing it or not. Will you be able to prove you've accomplished it at the end of each year? You cannot judge the effectiveness of your church unless your mission is measurable. A great purpose statement will provide a specific standard by which you can review, revise, and improve everything your church does. If you can't evaluate your church by your purpose statement, go back to the drawing board. Make it measurable. Otherwise, your purpose statement is just a public relations piece. In the first months of Saddleback, I led our new church in the process I have just explained to you. Finally, we concluded that although many passages describe what the church is to be and do, two statements by Jesus summarize it all: the Great Commandment in Matthew 22 and the Great Commission in Matthew 28. The Great Commandment was given by Jesus in response to a question. One day, Jesus was asked to identify the most important command. He responded by saying, "Here is the entire Old Testament in a nutshell. All the law and all the prophets can be condensed into two tasks. Love God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself." Later, in some of his last words to his disciples, Jesus gave the Great Commission to them and assigned them three more tasks: go make disciples, baptize them, and teach them to obey everything he had taught. I believe that every church is defined by what it is committed to, so I came up with this slogan: a great commitment to the Great Commandment and the Great Commission will grow a great church. It became Saddleback's motto. These two passages summarize everything we do at Saddleback Church. If an activity or program fulfills one of these commands, we do it. If it doesn't, we don't. We are driven by the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. A purpose-driven church is committed to fulfilling all five tasks